The car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hello, and welcome back to the Egyptophile podcast. I'm your host, Aristolemy, and today we are going to be discussing the infamous Imhotep, a man so famous that Hollywood made him the star of not one, but three mummy movies. But who was he really, and how did he become so popular that Hollywood named a character after him? What did this man do to become so famous? Well, Imhotep was no ordinary Egyptian. In fact, he was the chancellor to the pharaoh Djoser and the possible architect of the amazing step pyramid in Saqqara. He was even the high priest of Ra in Helopolis. Many traditions from centuries after Imhotep even treat him as an accomplished author of wisdom texts and even an extraordinary physician. However, no texts from his life mentions these capacities, let alone mention his name in the first 1,200 years following his death. It is theorized that he was mentioned in the Westcar Papyrus, which dates to the Hyksos period, and is written in classical Middle Egyptian, around the 13th dynasty. Though his and Djoser's names are missing from the section mentioning them. And when the ending of the story does occur, only Djoser is mentioned. The first surviving text is referring to Imhotep, dating to the reign of Amenhotep III, and is addressed to the owner of a tomb. The encryption ends with, "As it was done for Imhotep, with remains of the water bowl." This is incredibly interesting because we have so much theories, especially in the early days of Egypt, about these infamous people such as Imhotep that we can only speculate who they were, who they could have been, what all occurred during their timeline and time periods. We used to go through and believe that he was 100% the architect of the Step Pyramid, but to know now that it is a theory and that he was the possible architect, to me, is incredibly interesting. Because all of my life, after I first saw the Mummy films, I truly did believe he had to have been the architect. And now, knowing that it's just a theory, always boggles my mind. And to know that his name is not even fully mentioned until almost 1,200 years after his death is also incredibly interesting, because how do we know he even existed? How do we know that the Imhotep that is mentioned in this encryption is the Imhotep of Djoser's time period? We can only theorize. While we do not know much about Imhotep, we do know his name means he who comes in peace, which I always found hilarious because in both Boris Karloff's The Mummy and The Mummy starring Brendan Fraser and Rachel Weisz, Imhotep is portrayed as a villain who is not peaceful. He is portrayed as this high priest who wants power and to steal the pharaoh's reign and to do things with the pharaoh's favorite mistress. We also know that he was one of the chief officials to Pharaoh Dozier, and he may have even been the king's twin brother. However, scholars believe he was probably just the king's confidant or even childhood friend. His life was important, but his death would see his rise to deification, as well as his name and Ka remembered for years to come. 2,000 years after his death, Imhotep was deified to a god of medicine and healing. He is often equal with Thoth, who is the god of architecture, math, medicine, and the patron god of scribes. He was revered in Thebes as a brother of Amenhotep, who was another deified architect, much like Imhotep was a deified architect. The Greeks equated Imhotep with Asclepius, their own god of health who had been a deified mortal. According to Imhotep's deity story, he is the son of a mortal called Kharethupe, a demigoddess who is the daughter of Benjetepet. He is also known as the son of Ptah, whose mother is often claimed to be Sekhmet. This has always interested me because for most of my life, I truly believed that only the Greeks and the Romans had, you know, demigods who were children of the gods, but not, you know, rulers and whatnot. And to know that they have humans that get deified up into their own godlike status was an incredibly interesting part of my research. And it is also interesting to see that we have cases of this occurring so much, is even nowadays you see just normal everyday people get raised to sainthood, which is, while not equivalent to being raised into a god, it's pretty close, and it's a very interesting viewpoint. And all of that happening back in ancient Egyptian times was an almost rare occurrence. Around 2,460 years after his deification, Imhotep gained a new role, Hollywood character. In 1932, Boris Karloff would play the infamous Imhotep on the silver screen. In the original Mummy, Imhotep's mummy is discovered by an archaeological team led by Sir Joseph Wimpole, and it is discovered that Imhotep was buried with a curse. Sir Joseph's assistant reads the curse, which resurrects Imhotep, and ends up horrifying him and allows Imhotep to grab the scroll and flee. For the next 10 years, Imhotep wanders through society looking for a vessel to help him resurrect his dead lover, Anaxenamun. 67 years later, Arnold Vosloo would fill Boris Karloff's shoes and become Imhotep in the 1999 film of the same name. This film has the same plot as the former. However, it is Brendan Fraser's Rick O'Connell, Rachel Weisz's Evelyn Carnahan, and Jonathan Carnahan, who stumble upon Imhotep's cursed mummy. And it is Evelyn who reads the curse aloud to resurrect Imhotep from his cursed afterlife to continue his quest to resurrect his beloved Anaxenamun. The ties between the mummy's curse in these films is an amazing tie into how we view it when it came to King Tut and discovering his tomb. Because, of course, Lord Carnarvon ends up getting sick and passing away a few months after he discovers King Tut's tomb, or helps discover King Tut's tomb. I always found that little tie-in interesting because not a lot of people are able to go through and put that in to a movie as well as the Mummy films did. While the Mummy films are not historically accurate, as someone who adores Egypt, I truly believe that these films are an amazing gateway into researching the Egyptians' names mentioned in the films. Like Imhotep, Anuxinamun, Nefertiti, Seti I, the historical places like Karnak, Thebes, Cairo. These things, as well as the historical time periods that happen, such as the 18th dynasty, or when you're bringing in the myths surrounding the tomb, such as the mummy's curse. Being able to have fun tie-ins like that in movies that talk about historical periods, while also kind of keeping it a little fictional, is very interesting to me. And when done correctly, it can birth new interests. Like in my case, where I watched the films and now I'm enamored with everything Egypt related. Overall, Imhotep's name is not one I will forget in my lifetime. Both his real life and fictional existence have always been at the forefront of my mind. And every time I say his name, I cannot help but do the same chant Jonathan does from the 1999 film. What are everyone else's thoughts on this infamous Egyptian? Do you think he was worthy of becoming a god? Do you also find yourself chanting Imhotep when you say his name? Let me know on the podcast Blue Sky or Facebook page. And if you have any other questions about this or last week's episode, comment on those pages and let me know. They'll be answered at the beginning of the next podcast episode. Until next time, where we will be discussing the Sphinx and the Great Pyramids, remember, you are loved, and may the goddess Isis protect you.